Drive on Phoenix FM.
In the studio with Bicky Rilly. Oh, I can't even say it. James, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well, Joe. Thank you. Thanks for having us in. Yeah, yeah. Well, Bicky Rilly, did you say?
Bicky Rilly.
Bicky
Rilly? Bicky Rilly. Oh. Lucy, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Just really, really warm at the moment with the weather, but it can't complain.
It's lovely in here, though, right?
Yeah.
It's not just me.
Yeah, best
chilled
place to be here.
Yeah. So, listen, James, look, appointed manager only October 22. It's just like you started out in women's football anyway, didn't you, James?
Yeah, funnily enough, Joe, I was that was my first coaching gig. Yeah, I was working in Leeds, and just kind of went and coached a women's team there. So, yeah, kind of funny how things happen. I've been around boys' academies a lot for like most of the last decade, but I work with. Well, lead the women's academy at UCFB, Wembley campus.
Oh, the Wembley campus, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of interesting, like that kind of football hub. And then, yeah, kind of bounced off that into Billericay.
I'm glad you said it. yeah. Luce, now, how long have you been with the club? Because you're a defender, aren't you, so?
I am.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually joined the club as a winger, believe it or not.
Did you?
Yeah, so I've slowly started making my way further back. I'll probably be goalkeeper in a couple of seasons, but no, I joined in the 2017-18 season, so long time ago. I've probably come into my, sixth season now.
Wow.
So I've seen the club go through quite a lot of changes,
in
that time. Yeah, I think I said it quite a few times to a couple of people. Me, Kim Costa and a few of the Bricks are probably the only things that are the same in at Billericay at the moment. So,
so Kim Costa being general manager as well of Billericay, I can say it.
Just remember Ricky the Raccoon. He's a mascot. You remember Ricky the Raccoon.
Okay. Yeah, because you're in the Southern Premier Division and Northern Premier Division. Basically, they're the top teams. What happens after every season, the top team on each of those divisions basically have a playoff, what they call it, and they're one big, and then you're to the championship, right? Mm-hmm. So you are on the third tier. What do you reckon your chances are this year, James? Because you're smashing it out of the park. I'm not going to put a bock on it. Go on.
Do you know what? It's an interesting division, Joe. Obviously, you've got the Super League with, you know, they're the players everyone will see on TV. Then you've got the Championship. If you download the FA player, you can watch Championship games for free if you can't get there. And then we're the next league down, which is, as you say, that's where it splits into North and South. In our league, it's pretty unique in that anyone can beat anyone.
Yeah.
Particularly this season coming up. So you've got the 10 teams that stayed in the league are strong. Actually, one got promoted. So you've got nine. You've got one coming down from the Championship, who'll be good. And the two coming up have all got decent provisions and really good squads. So you're going to have a league of 12 teams where every team will probably be targeting a top half finish.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, in terms of a spectator sport,
exciting.
It's a fantastic division to come and have a look at.
Yeah, and you've got a great ground as well, haven't you, to be fair? What's the pitch like playing on it, Liz?
It's
to
lovely.
Be honest, go on,
it's lovely.
It's only
honestly.
Me and you, don't worry.
As a defender, you'd probably think, she probably wouldn't like playing on artificial grass because you have to slide a little bit, but the surface itself is
brilliant.
Lovely. The fact that we train on it as well, we're really lucky that we've got like the ability to do that. So it just makes it a lot more familiar, I guess, when it comes to home games.
Gives you that edge. It all helps, doesn't it, really? So it's what you instill as well, because I did come along to Billericay, not when you was actually playing in the league. It was like a pre-season against West Ham, obviously. And I could feel that everybody that was working within the club, that was the press guys, it was all you guys as well. You wasn't even, it was crazy, Joe. You wasn't even there then. I still felt that it was like a family club, and that's going to sound really corny, but you all sounded so connected, or felt so connected, from the people that are working in the bar onwards. Mm-hmm. It was just, it's a special place. And James, is that what enticed you to come to Billericay?
Yeah, I think.
See, I'm getting it right all the time as well.
I kind of saw the same things as you, Joe. Similar things to you when I went in for the first time. Yeah, architecturally, it's a great place to go. It has that kind of big ground feel.
Yeah.
So really nice place to walk into if you haven't been there yet. I think it's like, I mean, even for league games, like a fiver on the gate for an adult,
yes,
you know, and I think children are a pound or two. So, yeah, just come down, see what you think. It's got a clubhouse where you have the windows looking out onto the pitch. Mm. So it's really light. They have all the live football on. So if you have to make a decision out of, okay, do I go and watch that game at the Emirates, or do I go and watch Billericay? Well, come down Billericay, watch that one on the telly, you know, and then see your live sport.
Let
as well.
Me make a note of that one. I was...
Well, funnily enough, for your West Ham,
yeah,
it was at the maximum in the clubhouse. I think they couldn't squeeze any more in last Thursday. So,
nice one.
Yeah, so it has that feel. People just drop in. It's really family friendly, and people around the ground, they'll want to connect with you. They'll want to find out a bit about you and share a bit about the club as well.
It's brilliant. Well, the club, I mean, it's a historic club anyway. For the men's, have been going since what, 1880, something like that. Like, it's a huge amount of time, and so for you to be able to play at the same ground as the men's, I mean, it's unprecedented. Really, there's not many clubs that do that. And so I've travelled around a lot for women's football especially, so, and it does make you do feel equal, right, Luce?
Yeah, massively. Like, when I say, I'll go back to back in the day when I first joined
back
the club.
Back in the day.
Might feel old now, but yeah, when I first joined, we were playing in like local parks.
Yeah.
So, well, that's, I guess, testament to how much the women's game's grown,
sure,
in general, not just at Billericay. So then we made a step, I want to say, when we joined the National League. So in the tier below where we are now, so tier four, we got the opportunity to play at the stadium. So that was brilliant. Mm. And like you say, makes you feel a lot more equal in terms of us and the men's team. It's not us or them. It's very much a one club mentality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know what? Because we hear a lot of people saying one club mentality, but it's just a narrative that they've been using, but there's no substance behind it. And I know that, being involved in a lot of women's football. Obviously, we'll never mention what teams they are, but, you know, they do the tick box exercise and that's it. And I know that that's not there at Billericay. But listen, I'll tell you what, I'm going to play a track. Now, Lucy, and we'll come back and talk to you again in a sec. Now, track. Lucy, which one did you want?
Could we play a little bit of Luck, please?
Yes.
There's a bit of a background story, if we wouldn't
go
mind.
Go on, yeah, of course. I've lined
so,
it up. Go on.
Whenever we have a player or a member of staff join the club, we have initiations, which I'm sure are very well publicised on Twitter. James, when he joined, managed to pull this song out of his locker, and now everyone has it stuck in their heads every time he walks into the changing room. So it's quite a nice song to put on.
So this one's for you then, James. Oh, now I can hear that now. So every time we think of Billericay women, we'll have that song in our head now, I reckon, didn't you? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No need to apologise. Now, listen, can I talk a bit about the owner, Greg Lake? Because he's impressed me, to be fair. It takes a lot to impress me with football clubs. It really does. But he's like a breath of fresh air, really. I mean, I've got a quote here that he said something here that I found just amazing. Because there's so much misogyny, right, basically, in the women's game. And worse still, I think there's a lack of understanding with the players, especially, and what's required, right? So I heard your owner, Greg's, I hope you don't mind me calling him Greg, he speaks of empowerment and supporting girls and women to achieve things that they want in life. It's not just about football for Billericay Town, he says. He then goes on to say about women, girls go through difficult times, bullying, diets, peer group pressure, menstruation, the feeling as well that it's still a men's game. I mean, for a middle-aged bloke, hope you don't mind me saying that either, without going red or flinching, you know that it's mentioned a lot and that he really cares about what goes on behind the scenes as well. That's a huge impact for you as a club. And for you, James, you must notice it from working in women's football, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, something I thought about before I joined the club of, okay, where's this provision coming from?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the owner puts his own money in.
Sure.
So a lot of women's clubs are dependent on the men's team. If the men's team underperform, they get their budget chopped.
Yeah.
You know, so that was, for me, that was important at Billericay to think, okay, the investors aren't going to go walk about.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how we want the men's team to do well. It doesn't matter for the women's team how the men's team do. Because actually, the owner, Greg, he's putting his money where his mouth is. So there's that side of it. But then there's also the side that Lucy's spoken about, around around having that equal provision as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like you said, Joe, when you came into Billericay, you got a good vibe off the place, and that's the people there. Yeah. So it's people like Greg, it's people like Kim, and there's so many people around the club that are interesting to meet.
Sure.
And have got a few stories to tell and are there for the right reasons.
Yeah, it makes a difference, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I just want to go and see a match now. That's the thing as well, because you're back in training as well. Yeah, definitely will. So you're back in training as well now, haven't you?
Yeah, we first session back was Monday. We've got another one later today. So it's just really nice to see like the girls and everyone have everyone back together. It feels like a family reunion, really, more than anything.
Wow. Yeah. So there's been many changes in the lineup or anything? Or
well, I think we're back in before other clubs. So the thinking was the players wanted to come back in anyway.
Yeah.
So that's an easy one. But I think for June, it's a good point to reflect on last season and focus on yourself a little bit individually. Coming with a bit of a looser mindset, enjoy the sun on our backs. There's no upcoming fixtures.
Mm.
And then in July, when we've got a skeleton of a squad, and we're adding a reserve squad this year as well to play in a really good league. So that's an additional team that can feed the first team, and we'll flood that squad with talented young players. I think July is the time to really have those skeletons of the squads done and then start to build them. I think June is the time, I think, come in, enjoy the big numbers and a different kind of feel.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you're Championis as well, aren't you? As well, Essex Championis. Sorry, Championis always. I'm still recovering from last Championis. Yeah, so I can't help myself. So yeah, so you know that's just been a massive thing for you. I mean, what a season! Me just looking from just a distance, thinking, wow, look at this team. Like compared to there's so many teams that are doing so well as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think your template feels right. You know, it just feels like you should take that template and it should be moulded and it should be used at other clubs.
I think it's quite current at the moment, especially with like the success of the England team in the Euros.
Yeah.
It's quite good. We're on kind of the crest of a wave that we're building on that momentum and showing that you don't have to have, say, a men's club or a men's team even with a massive budget behind you. We can be something different to that. We can empower women and we can have that as a driving force for our club.
Yeah, because you'd have the Wildcats as well. I mean, it starts from 5+, right? I mean, that's huge. So everyone from the local community as well can get involved in this. And, you know, I mean, you had, what, 662, I think, turn up at your last match, didn't you, which was for Watford. I mean, it was, that's immense. That's big numbers, really, compared to a lot. 2,000 as well turned up to the final as well for you, when you became champion. So that's a huge thing. So, listen, season tickets, right? Can we buy them now?
I believe so.
Oh, good question.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll get the information.
Listen, if you want to buy a season ticket today, we can sort it out.
I'll sort it out. Definitely.
I would think with season tickets, they'll keep the social media updated.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on BTFC Women on Twitter, and you'll get the updates on there for sure.
That's it. Yeah, BTFC Women, and also Billericay Town FC Women.co.uk. And now listen, everybody now, I know, will want to go to Billericay just to experience it. But what does, I say it all the time there, see? Yeah, what does Billericay Women's Football Club mean to you in one word, James?
Oh, in one word?
Lucy's like, oh, thank goodness you asked James first. James, like, why didn't you ask Lucy first?
I'll go, what am I going to say for my one word? I'll probably say, I'm going to say the word seahorse to you, which you may not have been expecting there by the look on your face.
There's a story.
There's a story behind that. But there we go. It's one word. So I can't elaborate.
Can we not have the story? Look, I'm starting there. Well? This is my job to be stay calm. What's happening? Yeah,
come on, Lucy. You tell the seahorse story now.
Oh, blimey. Okay, so
started with some boxes of Goulian chocolates.
Oh,
yeah. So I think we'll set the scene a little bit more. But so over the previous season, we had a fair few players come and go from the club, and at probably a midpoint, I want to say, around the season, about January time, it was quite difficult for us as a club in terms of like I said, players leaving. Sure. So we had a meeting. Everyone kind of sat down and we had these boxes of chocolate staring at us in the face, and we thought, what's going on here? And Kim Costa actually put together, I think with Greg as well, an analogy of a seahorse, that its tail hooks onto something solid, whether that's an anchor or a rock or something that's near it, when the times get tough and the currents are quite strong, for a sense of stability.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what our mentality was. It's quite emotional. No,
but it is,
because that's the thing with football, the amount of time and effort that we put into what we do away from work. We've all got full-time jobs, but we do that as well off our own backs. So it's something that means quite a lot to us that we're in that room, that we're having that conversation. So it's quite nice that we've got that thing in common. And just to make it a little bit lighter, that the week after we went on an away trip, we played, I think it was Bridgewater away, and everyone had to draw their own version of a seahorse. There were some varying results. Some looked like door hangers. Oh. Some looked like
need to see
actual
some of these
seahorses. Yeah, I think they're floating around online somewhere. Yeah. So I'm sure I can pluck them out from somewhere. But yeah, it's that's what seahorses really kind of.
Yeah, sorry to Ricky the raccoon, because the seahorse it's become our symbol. So yeah, like Lou says, a support symbol. You know, so we think we're a supportive club, but part of that is everyone trying to support themselves as well, the best they can, take responsibility and see what we can all give, as well as, look, you know, when things go against you, I'm there to support you as well.
I think everyone needs a James in their life, don't you?
James and a seahorse.
Yeah. So you're not getting away with it. Come on, Lucy.
I had two, but I think we've gone down the symbolism route, so I'll push that one to the side. But I just think community. I genuinely think that's something. Brilliant. It's a very open door policy. You walk in, like James said, that everyone in the club is probably on first name basis with everyone.
Lovely.
Whereas that's the physios, the people behind the bar, players, obviously, and everyone
equal.
Everyone's equal. Everyone wants to be there. Everyone's enjoying the environment.
That's the difference, right? People want to be there. That makes the difference, right?
For sure. And even just coming into training on Monday, you just have a bit more pep in your step afterwards, because you think, oh, I've just been around like my people and everyone that's kind of pushing in the same direction.
Brilliant. So if you're on your own, even thinking, oh, I feel a bit nervous about going to a match on my own, seriously, if you want to go to just watch the match and sit there on your own, of course you can go and do that, because it's a big enough ground, to be fair. But of course, if you fancy a bit more of the community, finding out what's going on, then go along. I can't stress enough what a brilliant day I had, and it was a pre-season, so yeah, definitely be back. Listen, James, is there anything else you'd like to say or give anyone else a shout out before I play the two tracks coming up?
Do I want to give any? Well, listen, if my wife's listening, when I get home later, you've now queued me up for a telling off if I don't say hello. So hello to my wife. There we go. We're talking about support networks, aren't we?
Yeah.
So there we are. Shout out to Rosanna.
Brilliant, Lucy.
Hi, Mum and Dad. That's about it, really.
And what about the team? Come on. Oh,
and the team. Yeah, of course, everyone else. I do actually have a couple of people from work listening in as well. So if you're listening, hi, guys.
Yeah, nice.
I'll be back online in a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Listen, thanks so much. I know how difficult it is as well to find time to come and do stuff like this, but really do appreciate it, because we're all part of the community as well. So I can't stress enough for people to go along and support, I was going to say, the Gwillian company, but no. Support Bill and Ricky women. I'll never look at those chocolates again. So now I've got a couple of tracks coming up. They both wanted Manic Street Preachers with Kevin Carter and Arctic Monkeys Arabella. Thanks again so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us,
Thanks for having us, Joe.